20 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Police have surrounded a white van believed to have the suspect inside in a mass shooting that took place in California. CBS's Steve Futterman reports.
Los Angeles County Sheriff Robert Luna.
When the fire department did get into the business, they did pronounce 10 of the victims deceased.
Others were seriously wounded. The mass shooting took place as people jammed a dance studio ballroom. They were taking part in Lunar New Year's festivities.
There is a male suspect that fled the scene.
And authorities believe he may have tried to carry out a similar attack at another dance studio a few miles away. Steve Futterman, CBS News, Monterey Park, California.
More documents found at President Biden's home in Wilmington, Delaware. Here's CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
They took away six more items marked classified. For now, a total of about 25 to 30 classified documents found at his former office here in Washington and then at his home in Delaware. And it raises questions about, you know, what was that material? What more could be found? Where else might they search?
The U.S. has reached the debt limit. On CNN, Democratic Senator Dick Durbin was asked about Republicans who are insisting on spending cuts before addressing the debt ceiling.
When they enacted tax cuts for the wealthiest people of America during the Trump administration, they added dramatically to the national debt, which we are now facing. Having done that, they need to face the responsibility of paying for it.
If they don't, severe economic consequences would follow. A memorial today for Lisa Marie Presley. Her mother, Priscilla, tearfully reading a eulogy from Lisa Marie's twin daughters.
Lisa Marie Presley was an icon, a role model, a superhero to many people all over the world. But Mama was my icon.
Lisa Marie Presley died of cardiac arrest. She was 54. Vice President Harris speaking in Tallahassee on this 50th anniversary of the Roe v. Wade decision that legalized abortion, a decision the Supreme Court overturned this summer.
The right of every woman in every state in this country to make decisions about her own body is on the line. And I've said it before and I will say it again. How dare they?
Get ready to pay more at the post office. Here's CBS's Wendy Gillette.
Blame it on inflation. The cost of a first-class forever stamp is ticking up 3 cents. You'll now pay 63 cents instead of 60 cents. And more increases are ahead. The post office warns you can expect price adjustments twice a year in the future.
The uptick was approved in November. Prices are also going up for domestic and international postcards. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance, so you only pay for what you need. Liberty Mutual Insurance.
Eric was way behind on his taxes.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS, almost $15,000. I tried to make payments.
The IRS wasn't satisfied with Eric's efforts, so they came after him full force.
They're coming to put a lien and a hold on all my income, my home, my car. I was just overwhelmed at what to do.
Then Eric called Optima Tax Relief.
When Optima Tax got involved, the calls would stop, the threats would stop. It was easy, like, 1, 2, 3.
Optima Tax Relief is A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, and their team of expert tax professionals took care of Eric's problem.
I owe $15,000, and now my debt is clean. I don't owe anything.
Take Eric's advice.
If you have a tax problem, you need to call Optima Tax now.
Call Optima Tax Relief for a free consultation. Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and catch the bus.
Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 12. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 29. Cloudy tomorrow night, 21. Upper 20s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. If you're just joining us, I am going to be playing speeches from Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. As we approach the Dr. King holiday, and I just want people to understand what the fight was about, the reason that his life was taken, and the fact that if you listen to what he was talking about in 1967, we aren't so far away from that today. And it is frustrating, more than frustrating, to hear people who don't know about these things, who clearly want to say, you know, that makes people feel bad. You know, injustice ought to make people feel bad, right? And the fact that, you know, these things have occurred, continue to occur in this nation, we've got to face it. So let's go to the phone lines quickly with CJ before we go back to Dr. King's The Other America. CJ, if you will, quickly.
Yeah, thank you, Earl. Dr. King, loved his speeches. I want to go back to the day where we're judged by our content of character and not the color of
Okay, so let me say this to you before you go there. As I said before, Dr. King also, you're going to hear a speech where he's going to say that the dream that I had became a nightmare. When Dr. King said, judge a person by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, he was in his 20s. This is Dr. King at the age of 39. He himself said that at the time that he said we should judge a person by the content of their character and not the color of their skin, that was a dream. His dream. It didn't happen, and that's why he said his dream became a nightmare. You'll hear it, because we're going to play it. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, also, January 2nd, there was an Alabama student, a young black man, that said, I'm leaving college because this is all about indoctrination and not education. So the mere fact that now, and look at Stanford. You just played a speech where he was playing in Stanford. You know you can't say grandfather in Stanford
anymore. Hey, CJ, let me...
Or America.
Hey, CJ,
You can't.
I'm not going to get into foolishness. Foolishness is you saying. Cut him off, man. And then let's bring Dr. King back up because, you know, here's a prime example of someone who cannot comprehend what this is about. And the fact that he wants to ignore what Dr. King is saying, and he wants to go back, meaning CJ, he wants to go back to when Dr. King said, judge a person by the content of their character, not the color of their skin, and dismisses what this Dr. King, who is a more evolved person, having lived longer, and who realized that the dream that he had was not becoming a reality. Connor, I don't know, are you still looking for it? Okay, because, all right. Start it up again.
Continue to exist in our society, which must be condemned as vigorously as we condemn riots. And in the final analysis, a riot is the language of the unheard. What is it that America has failed to hear? It has failed to hear that the plight of the Negro poor has worsened over the last few years. It has failed to hear that the promises of freedom and justice have not been met. And it has failed to hear that large segments of white society are more concerned about tranquility and the status quo than about justice, equality, and humanity. And so in a real sense, our nation's summers of riots are caused by our nation's winters of delay. And as long as America postpones justice, we stand in the position of having these recurrences of violence and riots over and over again. Social justice and progress are the absolute guarantors of riot prevention. Now let me go on to say that if we are to deal with all of the problems that I've talked about, if we are to bring America to the point that we have one nation, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all, there are certain things that we must do. The job ahead must be massive and positive. We must develop massive action programs all over the United States of America in order to deal with the problems that I have mentioned. Now, in order to develop these massive action programs, we've got to get rid of one or two false notions that continue to exist in our society. One is the notion that only time can solve the problem of racial injustice. I'm sure you've heard this idea. It is the notion almost that is something in the very flow of time that will miraculously cure all evils. And I've heard this over and over again. There are those, and they're often sincere people, who say to Negroes and their allies in the white community that we should slow up and just be nice and patient and continue to pray, and in 100 or 200 years the problem will work itself out, because only time can solve the problem. I think that is an answer to that myth. And it is that time is neutral. It can be used either constructively or destructively. And I'm absolutely convinced that the forces of ill will in our nation, the extreme rightists in our nation, have often used time much more effectively than the forces of goodwill. And it may well be that we will have to repent in this generation, not merely for the vitriolic words of the bad people and the violent actions of the bad people, but for the appalling silence and indifference of the good people who sit around and say, wait on time. Somewhere we must come to see that social progress never rolls in on the wheels of inevitability. It comes through the tireless efforts and the persistent work of dedicated individuals, and without this hard work, time itself becomes an ally of the primitive forces of social stagnation. And so we must help time, and we must realize that the time is always right to do right. Now, that's another notion that gets out. It's around everywhere. It's in the South, it's in the North, it's in California, and all over our nation. It's a notion that legislation can't solve the problem, it can't do anything in this area. And those who project this argument contend that you've got to change the heart, and that you can't change the heart through legislation. Now, I would be the first one to say that there is real need for a lot of heart changing in our country, and I believe in changing the heart. I preach about it. I believe in the need for conversion in many instances, and regeneration, to use theological terms. And I would be the first to say that if the race problem in America is to be solved, the white person must treat the Negro right, not merely because the law says it, but because it's natural, because it's right, and because the Negro is his brother. And so I realize that if we are to have a truly integrated society, men and women will have to rise to the majestic heights of being obedient to the unenforceable. But after saying this, let me say another thing which gives the other side, and that is that although it may be true that morality cannot be legislated, behavior can be regulated. Even though it may be true that the law cannot change the heart, it can restrain the heartless. Even though it may be true that the law cannot make a man love me, it can restrain him from lynching me. And I think that's pretty important also. And so while the law may not change the hearts of men, it can and it does change the habits of men. When you begin to change the habits of men, pretty soon the attitudes will be changed. Pretty soon the hearts will be changed. I'm convinced that we still need strong civil rights legislation. There's a bill.
All right, we've got to go to a break. Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Again, you are listening to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King in 1967 at Stanford University, The Other America. 844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Living in sci-fi, forcing yourself and talking to strangers. Same thing go for the ones you came with. Well, y'all came on the boat looking for hope, and all you can say is that you're looking for dope. These days ain't no compromise, and your pain ain't mine's half the time. A brand new excuse ain't I mean, but y'all made my moves with shackle feet, Cape Town.
In today's day and age, we practice the self-pity of taking the easy way out. You ain't on them, him, and her. But when a blessing takes too long, that's when you go wrong. You selfish mother.
Why so sad? Walking around with them blue faces. She said I'm down on my luck and that's all I gotta have. Blue faces. I hit the bank and dad told him color me bad.
Less calories and fat, and oh so delicious. It's what every light bread wants to be. Leave it to the bakers of Village Hearth to have the perfect recipes that pack goodness and flavor into every package while still keeping it trim. With Village Hearth light bread and buns, you can lighten up on the calories and fat without losing out on the great taste. There's simply more to savor and nothing to sacrifice. With our light wheat, light 12 grain, and light Italian bread and buns, there's a light, tasty favorite for everyone in the family. Village Hearth, baking our best for you.
It's a new year, and because we're excited about our new and still growing Civic Media network of radio stations, it's time to do something really big. How does $1 million advertising giveaway sound to you? Our celebration is your chance to work with Civic Media's amazing sales team, creating a radio advertising campaign promoting your business for free. Save the date. The $1 million advertising giveaway is only happening on Thursday, January 26th. Full details on our website, civicmedia.us/million.
Pride.
Left corner, three in the way. Got it.
Excellence.
Yes, it counts. And a foul.
Commitment.
Drops the hammer. Thank you and good night.
For Badgers, they're not just words. They're words to live by.
It's over. Let's have a party, Badger Nation.
This is your radio home for the Badgers.
Catch all the Badgers men's basketball action in the Big Ten this year right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
Is the cost of college weighing you down? Don't worry. There is a ton of untapped federal financial aid available right now. The University of Wisconsin system has financial aid experts across the state waiting to help you finish the FAFSA, the free application for federal student aid. Go to wisconsin.edu for more information, and FAFSA will show you the money, but only if you fill it out. Sponsored by the University of Wisconsin system.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
So, all right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. I'm going to just try to get through this. We got a few more minutes of Dr. King's The Other America. So, kind of let's just get right at it.
Federal open housing bill, a federal law declaring discrimination in housing unconstitutional, and also a bill to make the administration of justice real all over our country. Now, nobody can doubt the need for this. Nobody can doubt the need if he thinks about the fact that since 1963, some 58 Negroes and white civil rights workers have been brutally murdered in the state of Mississippi alone. Not a single person has been convicted for these dastardly crimes. There have been some indictments, but no one has been convicted. And so there is a need for the whole question of the administration of justice. There is a need for fair housing laws all over our country. And it is tragic indeed that Congress last year allowed this bill to die. That bill died in Congress, a bit of democracy died, a bit of our commitment to justice died. If it happens again in this session of Congress, a greater degree of our commitment to democratic principles will die. And I can see no more dangerous trend in our country than the constant developing of predominantly Negro-central cities ringed by white suburbs. This is only inviting social disaster. The only way this problem will be solved is by the nation taking a strong stand and by state governments taking a strong stand against housing segregation and against discrimination in all of these areas. Now, there's another thing that I'd like to mention as I talk about the massive action program, and time will not permit me to go into specific programmatic action to any great degree. But it must be realized now that the Negro cannot solve the problem by himself. There again, there are those who always say to Negroes, why don't you do something for yourself? Why don't you lift yourselves by your own bootstraps? And we hear this over and over again. Now, certainly, there are many things that we must do for ourselves and that only we can do for ourselves. Certainly, we must develop within a sense of dignity and self-respect that nobody else can give us, a
sense of manhood, a sense of personhood, a sense of not being ashamed of our heritage, not being ashamed of our color. It was wrong and tragic that the Negro ever allowed himself to be ashamed of the fact that he was black, or ashamed of the fact that his home, ancestral home, was Africa. And so there's a great deal that the Negro can do to develop self-respect. There's a great deal that the Negro must do and can do to amass political and economic power within his own community and by using his own resources. And so we must do certain things for ourselves, but this must not negate the fact and cause the nation to overlook the fact that the Negro cannot solve the problem himself. A man was on the plane with me some weeks ago, and he came and talked with me, and he said, the problem, Dr. King, that I see with what you all are doing is that every time I see you and other Negroes, you are protesting, and you aren't doing anything for yourself. He went on to tell me that he was very poor at one time, and he was able to make it by doing something for himself. Why don't you teach your people, he said, to lift themselves by their own bootstraps? And then he went on to say other groups face disadvantages, the Irish, the Italians, and he went down the line. I said to him that it does not help the Negro. It only deepens his frustration for unfeeling and sensitive people to say to him that other ethnic groups who migrated or were immigrants to this country just 100 years ago or so have gotten beyond him, and he came here some 344 years ago. I went on to remind him the Negro came to this country involuntarily in chains, while others came voluntarily. I went on to remind him that no other racial group has been a slave on American soil. I went on to remind him that the other problem that we have faced over the years is that the society placed a stigma on the color of the Negro, on the color of his skin, because he was black. Doors were closed to him that were not closed to other groups. And I'm to say to people that you ought to lift yourself by your own bootstraps, but it is a cruel jest to say to a bootless man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. The fact is that millions of Negroes, as a result of centuries of denial and neglect, have been left bootless. And they find themselves impoverished aliens in this affluent society. And that is a great deal that the society can and must do if the Negro is to gain the economic security that he needs. Now, one of the answers, it seems to me.
We've got to go to a break. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. At 10 minutes left in this spectacular and heart-stopping and mind-altering speech of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, 1967, Stanford University, about a year or so before his assassination. We'll be back.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crew to tase at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudy's takes. See, man, it all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Everyone is entitled to a free credit report from each of the three main credit bureaus once every 12 months. Yet only one in three Wisconsin adults actually obtain the report each year. An easy way to remember to check your report is to simply mark your calendar. Picking dates like February 2nd or 2-2 make it even easier to remember. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and don't forget to keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio, WFHR. Overcast skies tonight with lows around 12. Northwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Highs level off around 29. Cloudy tomorrow night, 21. Upper 20s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 18.
All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. My guest is Scott Wheeler from the Epoch Times. It's Friday. That's Fridays with Sandy Williams, sir. You're pretty aggressive and irritated if we're Americans just like you are, but all Americans don't look through the same prism. And there's some of us that are Americans who see the amount of money that we spend on military. We make up 4% of the global population. And yet we far outstripe any other nation. And some, all of them combined, and we continue to spend almost $1 trillion a year, again, making up only 4% of the population. And you say that other nations shouldn't see that as a threat. I don't understand that.
Well, if you could demonstrate to me a pattern. Look, I respect all points of view, but at the same time, you have to look at facts. And the facts are China says it has announced, and it's done this for decades, what its objectives are. And when your potential enemy tells you what their objective is, you should believe them. China is on track to have 5 aircraft carriers and 10 ballistic missile submarines.
How many do we have?
In six years, seven years.
How many do we have?
Not that many.
Five aircraft
carriers? We have
carriers.
Less than that.
We don't have less than 5 aircraft carriers. We have the largest.
We will have, because we are mothballing our aircraft carriers. We have some, they are non-functional.
Okay.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. We are not preparing for war with China. China is preparing for war with us.
Well, you know.
Look at the data. Look at the facts. China is on track. Look, you don't build aircraft carriers and ballistic submarines.
Well, I think you build them if someone who has announced that they are your enemy has them. And the United States has...
We've never announced that China's our enemy. Oh, they've announced that we're their enemy.
No, we've declared in many ways. We've declared in many ways, and many politicians have declared that China is the threat to America. And we've talked about it.
Because China tells us they're a threat. When your enemy tells you that they're going to conquer you, should believe them.
Well, when your enemy, you just stated a conclusion. You see, 20 years ago, and maybe you were of a belief that 20 years ago China was our enemy, but 20 years ago we were not talking like that. We were of a belief that China was an economic ally, essentially, that they were a source of a big potential marketplace for us, and that they were a place that had many workers that could build what we wanted. And so China was viewed quite differently. We have evolved a different view of China over this time period.
Okay, well, hold on here a second. You're right about that. We had very foolish and naive beliefs about China, and part of the reason was because China was paying politicians to believe that, paying them lots of money, millions. But let me explain to you, while we thought that they were our economic partners and our strategic partners and said as much, China was saying, we're going to initiate the war with the West. They were saying, you won't trade L.A. for Taipei when they were talking about invading Taiwan. They said, the U.S. will not trade L.A. for Taipei, meaning if we go into Taipei, if you try to stop us, we will nuke L.A., Los Angeles. Those are belligerent and words and threats, and they've been saying them. While we were trying to be their ally, they were saying quietly and in some cases out loud, we're going to defeat you.
Well, I think that in many respects that had to do with and was a reaction to our policies associated with Taiwan. And Taiwan, obviously, is very contested. What the policies are towards Taiwan and Taiwan's status in the world and Taiwan's status vis-a-vis China are all very contested issues, so complicated that we have adopted a policy of purposeful ambiguity. We've decided that we can't say with words what our policy is because our policy is basically that we have agreed that
because we don't.
Well, I don't know if we do or not, because we have this ambiguous policy, and we haven't had a president who's willing to declare what our policy is, other than the fact that we've said that we're Taiwan to be invaded with force, that we would consider providing support to Taiwan. That support is also always ambiguous, and it's apparently at this point, at least, restricted to armaments. And the status of that government, it remains ambiguous as far as we're concerned. And the status of Taiwan itself has been ambiguous. They believed that they were, when the Kuomintang was in power, I think they believed that they were the government of China and that China was an intact country.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield. This is Wisconsin Badgers women's basketball.
Postpisalova cuts and shoots. The three is in for Postpisalova.
We're down to 10. Douglas across the timeline. Straight down the middle of the court. Left hand layup is in with 6 seconds.
Wisconsin women's basketball is brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. Monk's Bar and Grill. Wisconsin grown, Wisconsin proud. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. American Family Insurance, because your dreams deserve a champion. Ho-Chunk Gaming Madison and Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells, proud casino partners of UW Athletics. And by UW Health Sports Medicine, treating the Badgers, treating you. Welcome to the Badger Pregame Show. Here's the voice of Wisconsin women's basketball, John Arias.
Good evening from State College, Pennsylvania, in the Bryce Jordan Center, where tonight the Wisconsin Badgers take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. The Badgers come in 6-13. They're 2-6 in Big Ten play, losers of their last two in a row, albeit to two ranked opponents. Penn State, 11-8 overall, and 2-6 in the Big Ten. And if the Badgers can top the Lady Lions today, it would be their fourth straight win against Penn State in this series between the two schools, and it would be their first win here at the Bryce Jordan Center in almost 8 years. Well, coming up on today's pregame show, we'll go inside the Badger numbers and the Badger notebook, and we'll get a scout of Penn State as well. But up next, we'll hear from Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. That's next, and this is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
This message is sponsored by WisCaregiver.com. Have you ever wondered if a career in healthcare is right for you? Now is the time to start a meaningful career, making a real difference in people's lives. WisCaregiver Careers is a free employment and training program and is launching 3,000 caring individuals into healthcare careers. Register today at WisCaregiver.com. In minutes, we'll connect you with participating employers within 50 miles of your home. Once hired, you'll start earning while you're learning to become a certified nurse aide. Plus, you'll receive a $500 retention bonus. Take the first step that will change your life. Register today at WisCaregiver.com. All caring individuals of any age can take advantage of this opportunity to get paid while training for nurse aide certification. Give back to those who need you the most. Get hired today at WisCaregiver.com. This message was sponsored by Wisc Caregiver Careers, a free employment and training program.
Sweetie, want some fruit?
You have to use the right tool for the job. A power drill is the wrong tool to slice fruit. Just like an antibiotic is the wrong tool to treat viruses, including colds and flu. Antibiotics are only needed for certain bacterial infections. When they aren't needed, antibiotics won't help you, and the side effects could still hurt you. Ask your healthcare professional when an antibiotic is the right tool and when it's not. Visit cdc.gov/antibiotic-use.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
Well,
Melissa from Michigan. I work an extra part-time job serving lunch at my child's school, but I still can't afford to put food on our table.
Daniel from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Sales.
At the Bryce Jordan Center, getting set for the Badgers and the Penn State Lady Lions, now joined by Wisconsin head coach Marissa Mosley. Last time out, Maryland, they had the hot start, but your team outscores the Terrapins in the second half. What kind of allowed you to settle down into that game and hang with Maryland the rest of the way?
I think once we started to take care of the ball a bit more, recognize that we could execute against their press and get some easy buckets. And we also, I don't think we ever stopped fighting. And I think our intensity level kind of raised as theirs kind of settled in a little bit with their lead. But I think also our kids recognize like, oh, okay, we can play with this team. Albeit, you know, 13 points too late. But I think that that's just a testament to, you know, us understanding as we continue to grow and as we continue to get older, like how important our starts are. But that also we can't fear any opponent. We can respect them, but we don't need to fear them.
Yeah. Julie Pospisilova getting closer and closer to 1,000 career points. Her last few games haven't been up to par, I think, offensively that you'd like. But I did notice after the Maryland game, she did come back out onto the court afterwards, and she kind of put her headphones in and just started shooting. Can you just kind of talk about her last few games and maybe how, you know, getting back in the gym like that, trying to clear her mind, trying to, you know, perform a little better?
Yeah, I mean, she had 6 assists, which I think was good in that game, not shooting the ball as well as I think any of us would have wanted for her. But, you know, I think it shows, again, her commitment to wanting to get better, recognizing, you know, maybe it is a few more reps in the gym for herself. A lot of times when you're a player at this level and at this age and stage of your career, it's not necessarily what the coaches are saying to you. A lot of it is just mentally what you feel like you need to get yourself back on track. And I think the other reality of it is that once you're in a league for 4 years, people know who you are and they're key in on you. And she leads us in almost every statistical category. So I think, you know, there's going to be a lot more attention put on you. So how do you find your spots and moments and still execute when, you know, the spotlight's on you?
What did it mean to get Sarah Stapleton back out onto the court?
It was great to have, as we call her Stapes, it was great to have Stapes back out there. For her, I was just really happy and proud for her to be able to kind of make a debut. You know, it's a tough thing when you have to sit for the majority of your senior year. And then for her to come in and contribute. And, you know, I'm sure she would want to knock in those layups that she got. But for her to, you know, tally 4 rebounds, give us some more depth at the post spot, all of that. And I expect to see more of that tonight. And, you know, just I think her kind of relaxing and kind of settling into who she is as a player, I think was awesome to see as well.
All right, best of luck.
All right, thanks, John.
That's head coach Marissa Mosley. We will get a scout at Penn State coming up next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
The Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council present the story of Cynthia and Ed.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, out of the blue, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. And she didn't know whether she should go forward or turn or just stay at the stop sign. She wasn't even really sure where she was at. She was very concerned. It was very unsettling for her.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it, to bring the family in on it.
I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, I don't want you to worry or be afraid. I'll be there for you and we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Sweet strawberry icing.
You're in Goodwill and just past that vintage denim jacket you spot. Miniature donut earrings. You lean in. Ah, that's the scent of shopping success. Because at Goodwill, every item you buy funds local job training and more. So bring home those donut earrings and bring home so much good to your community. Goodwill. Bring good home. Brought to you by Goodwill and the Ad Council.
No one ever made a highlight from the sidelines. Get in the game, join the conversation with WFHR's Playmakers. Call in Monday mornings from 10:06 to 11 with your sports thoughts. And Tuesday through Friday, listen in while we talk with some of the most insightful, intriguing people in Morning Magazine. Talk radio that speaks to you. Get in the game, join the conversation at 10:06 Mondays with Playmakers. And Tuesday through Friday, Morning Magazine on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Adopt U.S. Kids and the Ad Council.
And back at State College, Pennsylvania, getting set for Big Ten women's basketball. The Badgers taking on the Penn State Lady Lions, now joined by Wisconsin assistant coach Scott Merritt. So what is the biggest thing you hope to accomplish tonight against Penn State?
Well, we want to play 40 minutes, right? We want to play Wisconsin basketball, share the ball, defend in the half court, and hopefully we can get some easy buckets out in transition. Yeah.
When you look at Penn State, McKenna Marisa, 18 points per game. She kind of gets them going offensively. What do you got to do against her?
We got to limit her touches, right? Obviously, that's tough to do because she has the ball a lot, but we got to make sure she's going against a full team defense. Five people always have their eyes on Marissa. She's going to score. We just got to make it tough on her. We can't let her get easy buckets and easy opportunities.
How is Penn State defensively? And I ask because I know they can force turnovers. At least that's what the stats show. Sixth in the country in steals at about 12.5 per game as a team. So how have they been able to stand out in that area?
I mean, they're active and they press the whole game. And Leilani Kapanis is a terror at the top of their press. So she gets a lot, her hands on a lot of balls. So we'll really, really have to take care of the ball in the press. And in the half court, they're still very active when they're in their zone or their man.
Is there an area where you think that maybe your team might have a matchup advantage?
I think inside. Definitely inside. With Sarah Williams and Brooke Schrammick, I think we want to pound the ball into them, not force it and turn it over, but we want to definitely make sure they get a fair amount of touches today.
Good to see Sarah back and getting some touches too.
Yeah, it's great to have another big body, and she physically she's very strong, so she gives us another body off the bench so we can get Brooke a rest and get Sarah Williams a rest.
Best of luck.
All right, thank you.
All right, that's assistant coach Scott Merritt. Keep it right here. More coming up on the pregame show next. This is Badger Basketball from Learfield.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211, how can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211, get connected, get help.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
My name is Corporal Bradley Joseph Seitz.
Jerry Reed.
Kate Weber.
These are real veterans facing a real challenge.
I have PTSD.
And I have PTSD.
I have PTSD.
Post-traumatic stress disorder can happen to anyone.
I was still in a war zone in my mind.
But treatment can turn your life around.
Treatment has really saved my life.
To learn about PTSD and how treatment can help you, call your local VA medical center or visit ptsd.va.gov.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy skies tonight with lows around 12. Winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast again tomorrow. A few flurries possible at times. Daytime highs approaching 29. Overcast tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 21. Upper 20s Tuesday and Wednesday with a chance for snow Wednesday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 19.
And back at the Bryce Jordan Center, time for the Badger Notebook. It is Wisconsin and Penn State. The Badgers come in 6-13 overall, 2-6 in the Big Ten, while the Lady Lions are 11-8 overall and 2-6 in Big Ten play. Wisconsin is trying to rebound after back-to-back losses to ranked opponents. They lost at Indiana. They were ranked number 6 in the nation. Then lost this past week against number 11 Maryland, 77-64. Now the Badgers did outscore the Terps, despite a slow start in the first half, outscored them in the second half. Avery LaBarbera, 16 points, 4 or 5 from 3-point range in that game. Ronnie Porter matching her career high with 7 points. And still, we're on 1,000-point watch for Julie Pospisilova, 979 career points. She is 21 away from becoming the 28th Wisconsin Badger to reach 1,000 points. Keep it right here. Quick spinner on the Big Ten comes your way next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
Burgers stacked with mushrooms on Wisconsin Swiss cheese, or piled high with smoked brisket, crispy bacon, Wisconsin Gouda, lettuce, tomato, sweet barbecue sauce, and a fried pickle, or simply topped with cheese and fried onions, Monk's Bar and Grill offers classic and gourmet burgers for lunch, dinner, and game day. Whatever you are craving, Monk's has you covered with 6 locations statewide. Monk's Bar and Grill is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
We're locally owned and operated, so your community is our community. That's why your Cenex goes far beyond the store. We fuel community connections by supporting local festivals, restoring town monuments, and renovating baseball fields. Now in its fourth year, we'll have contributed more than $400,000 to Cenex communities through our Hometown Pride initiative. Because community connections make the places we live so special. Cenex, powered locally.
Hey, Badger fans, the wait is over. The Wisconsin Badgers basketball team is back on the court, and Shields has everything you need to cheer on your favorite players all season long. Take your game day gear to the next level with Shields Fan Shop. We have an unmatched lineup of fan gear, including jerseys, hats, hoodies, and more to help you show off your team colors. So gear up, Badgers fans, and celebrate all season with Shields, a proud partner of Wisconsin Badgers basketball and hoops fans everywhere.
Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers. Based in Wisconsin for 60 years, Rail offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's premier on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions, including maintenance technicians. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs.
And welcome back to the Bryce Jordan Center. Time for a quick spin around the Big Ten. One of 4 Big Ten women's hoops games in action. It's Wisconsin versus Penn State. 3 finals now as 11th-ranked Maryland picks up its 7th conference win, 69-54 over Nebraska. 21st-ranked Illinois is now 6-3, 67-64 over Northwestern. And Michigan State beat Rutgers by a score of 85-63. We'll take a break, come back with the starting lineups and the opening tip-off next. This is Badger basketball from Learfield.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is gonna be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.